the mantras chanted on one breath. And the more mantras you do while exhaling, the better it is. And the most important is prayer. Chant with your heart. We are in the most sacred place in the whole creation, at the feet of Sri Giriraj Govardhan, who is the personification of divine love. Actually, it's Krishna's love towards Srimati Radharani and all the devotees. So we have all the blessings from Giriraj Govardhan. And while chanting, if your mind wants to think about anything at all, except just listening to the holy names, you can remember some famous prayers. You can meditate on Shikshashtakam prayers by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Ravindra Sarup Prabhu recommends. Or you can meditate on some other famous prayers. One of the prayers which helps me personally to refocus on the holy name is the prayer of Queen Kunti from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tvai menanya vishaya matir matupate sakrit rati mudvahata adha gange baudha mudanvati. O Lord of Madhu, in the same way as Ganga is always flowing towards the sea without any obstacles, so let my mind, let my attention always be focused on you without being deviated by anything or anyone else. So it's actually the prayer to be always focused on Krishna, which is very wonderful. You can imagine Ganga, no matter how many obstacles you put on the path, it will still go forward. So in the same way, no matter how many obstacles Maya will put in your mind, you should be determined enough to go around those obstacles and still go towards Krishna. So all the best with your japa. We're going to chant until about 8 o'clock, and then we'll carry on with our program. Hare Krishna.